Yo, Joe slept with Chris Laker. That is me. Every day I wake up, I record a podcast first thing, and I just babble. And it's not very good, so don't listen to it. But if you keep listening to it, don't complain that it's not good. All right, that's it. That's the disclaimer that I... Just in case you're new to the show, maybe... You saw me last night at a show. You're like, hey, what about this guy? And then you see this and you're like, I don't understand. That's why I say that. Now I'm explaining the explanation. Okay, but happy Easter if you're an Easter person. And happy Sunday to everybody else. It is 8:19 a.m. I am up early because I have to go to my parents' house for Easter. I'm in Philadelphia. I am still in my hotel in Philadelphia, and I was here doing shows with Mike Birbiglia. Amazing, so much fun. Shows are amazing. I just had the best time yesterday during the day. Me and Mike took a walk, saw the Liberty Bell. That was nice. And here we are today. So, this is something I didn't realize. Yesterday, when I was recording yesterday's show, I didn't realize it was episode 69. And I made no 69 references. I didn't talk about 69-ing. I didn't talk, you know, I just felt like it was such a missed opportunity. I feel almost as bad as the episode I recorded on 311, and I didn't talk about the band 311. Those are both so far the biggest regrets of this podcast, in the history of this podcast, which albeit is short, but still, it's episode number 70. I think I did a podcast with. I did a podcast with Jan's Pappas and Nate Bargatze for, I think, 3 years, and we were so sporadic with the recording. I don't think we made it to 70 episodes in that whole time. It was called It Could Be Better. You can find it out there. It doesn't hold up. Well, that doesn't hold up. It's probably funny. But it exists. So, yeah, episode 69. I mean, I annoy Jacqueline with this all the time. Because whenever I see the number 69, I always laugh. I don't know, it just makes me laugh. Because I think it's silly that it's... It's the only number that's means two people performing oral sex on each other, which is a beautiful thing. It gets a bad rap. I don't think it gets done as much as it should either. It doesn't sound like it's really the hot move on the streets like it once was. And... I understand no one feels like anybody's getting properly served in those situations, but I think it's fun to try. But we live in the Upper West, you know, we live Upper West Side, so we regularly walk past 69th Street, and every time we do,
I just giggle and it gets her. So,
see, my brother fucking texted me. He's like, "We want. Can you get here early? Because I want to leave early to get back home." And so I have to get up and pack and shit. It's such a fucking. So that's why I'm yawning even more than usual. Because it's like I went to sleep at like fucking 2:30. I just kind of jacked up from the shows because they were so much fun last night. And get back, and then me and Jacqueline's in Utah, so I'm FaceTiming with her, hearing about it. She hosted like this weird like award talent show in some, you know, Utah university. Which also went well. She had fun. And she made a... I don't know if it was fun, but you want those things to not be a disaster. So... I just... yeah. Are they doing... I'm curious, are they doing White House Easter egg hunt? Because he's not even there, right? He's not there. He's got to be in Florida. And he's Trump. He doesn't give a fuck about that stuff, about doing anything that people did. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't prepare again. I didn't have time. I got this. Here's the thing. Next couple days are pretty kind of fucking busy. So there's going to be no... If I'm going to do any kind of preparation, it's going to have to be... I think tomorrow I'm supposed to have somebody... Maybe Kevin. I'm going to have listener call-ins next, like, 2 days. If you want to call in, you can. It's just going to be hard to line up the schedule. Like, I'm kind of locked into my schedule the next few days. But if any of you listen and want to call in and talk on show, we can Skype. Just email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Or if you just want to say hi, that's good too. Let's look at the news real quick. I might have to leave soon. Pot arrests continue in Massachusetts even after legalization. Whoa. Dude, why are we... I don't even want to get into that business. I mean, yeah, that's just crazy. I'm not even going to read that story. Anybody being arrested... Smoking on the street... I can see that being a fine, maybe. I think it depends, too, on the neighborhood. Like, or the time of day. If you're smoking on the street, when kids are in school, I think that's okay. Because they're not around. Yeah, I just don't think you should smoke weed in front of them, right? I don't think. I'm not trying to be a prude here, but I don't. If I'm about to smoke some weed, right, and I'm pulling out my window, I'm going to smoke a little bit of weed, and some kids are walking by, I wait until they pass. You know, I'm not gonna. Or if somebody's pushing a baby stroller or something, I'll stop. And so if they're in school, but if it's like right after school, if it's between the hours of 3 p.m., whatever time kids get out of school, I don't know when. Well, it depends, right? Some schools they get out like fucking between 2 because they make the kid go, make the kids go to school like 5 a.m. to stagger it all for the buses or some shit. It's insane with that. Kids shouldn't have to go to school before. Nobody should be fucking awake before 11 a.m. We're doing society completely fucked up. getting up farmer's hours like idiots. Unless you're a farmer, you're not an idiot, then you got to do your thing. But most of us are not in agriculture. We could get up at 11 a.m. with little to no consequence as long as we all fucking agreed on it. And it's and kids are getting up. So say whatever time, 2 p.m. So if you're going to smoke weed during the day outside legally, you got to do it between 8 and 2. Let's just say, just for safety. No kids are getting out of school. During the school year, in the summer, you know. Sorry, kids, you're going to see some weed. Then you can smoke all the time. It's the fucking summertime. What, am I supposed to not have a summer because you're a kid and you're out too? You smoke weed all the time. Just don't do it. Don't wait for the kids not to be around. You know what I mean? Use some discretion. But during the school year. And then I'd say after 10 p.m., all bets are off. You can smoke on the street. These are the laws that I'm making. That, you know, but it's a fine. That's the worst. And then everything, and then arresting. That's insane. I'm going to try to present that as a bill. What I just said, because I think it would be people would get on board. I think it would, you know, let's see, what else do we got? Shaq pays for funeral of teen who accidentally killed himself on Instagram. Jesus, that's, well, I mean, it's sad. This I gotta read about. Former NBA superstar known for quietly doing great deeds has done it again. After Shaq O'Neal heard that accidentally shot himself Monday night, he said he felt moved. Okay, the 13-year-old was playing with a gun while on live Instagram. Oh, man. I mean, that's cool that Shaq did that. It's like, what a bummer it is. The kid doesn't know that Shaq knew him. I don't know, it's fucked up. But that, good for, what a good dude. Shaq just seems like a good dude. That's a, yeah. Well, I hope the parents got to meet Shaq. Not that that makes up, of course, for the greatest loss a parent could ever feel. But it'd be nice to meet Shaq. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, the kid probably, you know, just thinks Shaq's like a, he probably doesn't have the parent, the dad would probably be pretty psyched to meet Shaq. You know, thoughts and prayers. 2 Florida men with online feud meet in person and kill each other. Holy shit. That's, they kill each other? All right, this I gotta fucking look at. This is on Vibe. Vibe. The urban colloquial phrase often spoken prior to the exchange of fisticuffs. Come see me then, was employed with 2 Florida men online. Meet in person, settle there. Quarrel with an old-fashioned duel? However, both men ended up taking the ultimate L because they killed each other. Let's see. the exchange grounds outside of a King Food Mart site. Jesus. This is the weirdest fucking story. They don't even say what they argued about at the That's what I want to know. What were they arguing about? This is why I don't argue online. Because that's what I'd want to do. I would want to meet the person. I'd be like, just come. I live here. Come to my house. And then I'd get shot. Because I don't have a gun. So they... That's... Although I think... Listen, that's tragic. In a way. I mean... The two guys agreeing over an internet fight to meet in a supermarket parking lot and duel to the death, I'm going to go out on a huge limb and say, society's not suffering the hugest loss. I feel bad for their families and everything. But if that was actually the true end to all internet fights, I think we could eliminate these shitty comment sections from websites. Or, you know, it's like the comment section, which is like this weird thing that everything's got to have now. It's just filled with assholes. There's plenty of well-intentioned folk that want to say, that want to throw in their little, like, you know, thing to it. But it's a lot of just bullshit of people just wanting to, they're just like, I have something to say too. And they just have to, they just want to annoy people. And if it was just, all right, you go out there and be, but it really, you're going to have to meet in a parking lot and duel to the death, then I think people would be a little more careful with their words, or a little bit better. Well, then people would really be stockpiling guns. Don't duel, no duel. How about this? No duel with guns, because I think guns are. I think guns kill people. That's what I'm pretty sure there's evidence of this. So I said guns kill people. So they kill people better than other things. I understand that other things kill people. Knives and cars and, oh, more people die in cars, get rid of cars. But guns are way more effective at killing people than... Maybe not more effective than a car. If you want to really use a car as a weapon. But my point is, I'm not a pro-gun guy. And I don't, like, make a big deal out of it, because the pro-gun people are fucking cunts. Sorry if you're a pro-gun cunt. They're the most annoying motherfuckers on the planet. They just scream, nobody's taking your fucking guns. Shut up, keep your guns. Fucking have a million of them. Fuck you. I'm just saying the online duel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on the gun tangent, which I know I've expressed that before. And I'm sorry I used the cunt word. You know, I know some people find it abrasive. I just, I sometimes can't find another word for it, anything. Anyway, I'm saying the online duel should be done with swords. So this is out. If you are going to be, so that way... Because if you do it with swords, then people will, I think, be a little more chill online, maybe less prone to fighting. But the people that do will become very good at sword fighting, which is also good exercise. I would think, yeah, learning the sword fight, that sounds like great exercise. You know, I mean, I don't think it would be, you wouldn't learn fencing, because it's not going to be, maybe it is traditional fencing. You know, you fight like the Three Musketeer swords, like the Game of Thrones girl, when she's practicing with the guy, and they got those thin, skinny swords. That's like samurai swords. I don't know the kind of swords, but we would have to agree on that too. I'm going to try to introduce that as a bill as well. All right, everybody, happy Easter. I am thankful. We don't say what we're thankful for on Easter, but I am thankful for your listenership. I love all of you that listen. I truly do. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you do. You know, send me emails and tweets. Just tell me hi or whatever. Tell me a thought. Tell me something you'd like me to talk about. Anything. I think we've got some phone calls coming up this week, and I'm going to work harder on the show after I get some of this showbiz stuff I have going on early on in the week. So that'll be cool. All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.